want you to reach out.
Amos 10 Angst's Billboard Singles. Hit 107.
I came here for love.
Billboard Singles. I thought we were done. But of course,
no,
we don't.
Two more.
I forgot about this very important lady that we've got on the phone with us now. Of course, Billboard Singles, but we give up our advertising to advertise singles. And gee whiz, I just like this Billboard single. Christine.
Absolute superstar. If you missed Christine, this was her profile that she shared with us last week.
Hi, I'm Christine. I'm 59 years old, and I'm looking for a man who remembers what it means to court a woman. A silver fox wouldn't go astray.
Now, I got a message off my mum who podcasts this show from Victoria, and she goes, I wish I lived in Adelaide, so I think I could be friends with Christine. And she joins us this morning. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
So my mum wants to be mates.
But Christine, we don't want you to have more friends. What we ideally want you to have is a man in your life. Now, how has the billboards been treating you? Have you had a few people comment on the side and try and get in there?
I have had a few people private message me, so that was a bit of a surprise. I wasn't really expecting that.
Any suitable
ones? But it was fun. No, I'm afraid not. I think all the nutters do that.
Well, Christine, we have had you up on our Facebook, on our Instagram, and on billboards across the city in Bowdoin, in the city, and one in Marion as well. Now, we have had a lot of voicemails left for you. We've played them for you. You do exist out there, but we have phone dates up next. There is something we need to ask you, though. Christine.
Go ahead.
Your oldest son is 40.
Yeah.
You were saying that you didn't want to date younger than him. 49 you thought was the youngest you could go.
That's right.
But there's one guy who just seems like a great catch. But the catch is, he's young.
How young are we talking?
We don't want to put an age out there. You might discriminate against him already.
Yep. So,
as Eddie McGuire would say, we'll find out after the break.
Yeah. That's right. We're going to play a song, but Christine, we're not going to tell you who the young person out of Mark, Robbie and Jason is.
Okay.
So you're just going to date them and then pick who you're going to go out on a real life date tonight is and then find out their age.
Okay, sounds like fun.
It's the Amos
Katnangers
Catch Up.
Hit 107.
I came here for love.
We have given up our billboards so that we might advertise single people of Adelaide. Maybe it's been a long time between drinks. For Christine, who's on the phone with us right now, she's looking for someone a little bit more mature. Christine, how old are you again?
I'm 59.
You're 59 years old. You're looking for someone more age suitable.
How long have you been single for, Christine?
A little over 10 years.
Okay.
Have you had a few dates in that 10 years?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. but not the one.
But clingers, that's what she found. Yeah. The older men were clingers. But you definitely said that age, you don't want to go too young, though, because your son is in his 40s.
Correct.
So you wouldn't like any younger than that. But we've got two men on the phone for you right now. You're going to go on a phone date with them, and then you're going to pick which one you like, and we won't say any of their age.
Yeah. One of them is 29 years old, but they won't reveal their ages because we want you to find chemistry and the one. Age shouldn't be a barrier when it comes to love. The heart wants what the heart wants, Christine.
Well, there is some barriers legally.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Well, Christine, I'd like to introduce you to Mark. Your date starts now.
Good morning. How are you?
It's you, Mark.
Hello.
Go for your date,
That's
mate.
Me. All right. No worries. My name's Mark. I'm a concreter. Enjoy playing footy on the weekends with the boys, hang with mates, and just having a good old time. And yeah, not much really else to say.
Okay, Mark. Well, it's nice to meet you. So, one question I have: are you a beer man or a wine man?
I'm actually not a drinker, to tell you the truth. So I don't
not
like
a drinker at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's nice. That's a bonus.
Okay, all right. There's your first date down. Your next date is with Robbie and Gawler. Go, Robbie. You're on the date with Christine.
Hello, Christine.
Robbie.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What about you?
Very good, thank you. Yes.
That's good. Robbie, I'm more of a listener than a talker. Do you consider yourself a talker?
Well, I do a bit of both, actually. I work on a farm. I'm family orientated. I'm from the country originally. I like horse racing, wining and dining. I like rock and roll dancing.
And, wining and dining sounds right up my alley. That's great. It's nice to meet you.
Yes.
Right. Christine, you've had Mark, you've had Robbie. They're both on hold now.
Let me just say for a second, though, the aim of this game was, you know, we don't know their age. We've got a guy who plays football and a man who says he likes rock and roll dancing.
I think it's pretty clear.
I've doesn't take a brain surgeon to work it out. He's a 29-year-old, I don't think.
Who's the young'un?
All right, Christine, now we will pay for this. You want to be wined and dined, but who will you be taking out to dinner tonight on us?
I think it would be nice to meet Robbie.
Robbie! Congratulations.
Oh, that's great.
Now, Robbie, how old are you, mate? You wouldn't happen to be the young one, would you?
Well, I'll be 60 next Sunday, actually.
Okay. Right. Are you a bit of a silver fox, Robbie?
Explain. Please explain.
Oh, like your hair. Is it a salt and pepper? Like, are you...
Yes, a little bit. I had all of my hairs cut the other day, so most of the grey is off.
Okay, there you go. Well, it sounds like it could be fun tonight, Christine. Go in there with an open mind and an empty stomach, and we'll catch up with you guys tomorrow to see if you want to go out on a second date.
Terrific. Sounds good.
All right, there it is. Billboard Singles, Adelaide's craziest way to find love is back, everybody, and we're having our Billboard Singles party this Thursday. If you want to join us, we'll give away tickets after 7 o'clock. It's thanks to the Republic Norwood, home of the $5 Espresso Martini Happy Hour.
Catch up with Aimless Cat and Angus.
Hit 107.
I came here for love.
Helping the single people out in Adelaide, whacking them up on a billboard, and we don't muck around either. That's a beautiful thing where within days you're out on a date and you can decide whether you match with someone or not. Let's refresh our memories about Steph.
Hi, I'm Steph. I'm 24, and unlike most girls, height isn't an issue. I'm busy and I love to have a good time. I'm my own bad influence, so I'm looking for someone to either join me in that or turn me into a person that's going to settle down.
You like soggy hot chips.
Yep.
And this is another thing that caught my eye. You're into powerlifting.
Yeah.
So how much can you lift?
My deadlifts are about 120, I think, at the moment.
Steph was so popular, she had people singing.
Hello, please leave a message after the tone.
You are so beautiful to me.
But when she went on a phone date with a guy, well, things definitely fell flat.
Hi, good Michael. Morning, Steph. I hope you're feeling well.
What? How would you wow me?
I would walk.
Oh, no. Instead, Steph decided to go on a date with Dylan.
Who would you like to take out on a date in real life?
It's got to be the singer.
Dylan.
Oh, come on, not Michael. Are you still singing?
No, I'm just quite disappointed.
And that was up until Friday.
So, Steph, I need to know, how did it go with Dylan?
It went swell.
No, you guys went to Holy Moly. It's the new mini golf indoor place just on Hindmarsh Square there. You had a good date? You had fun? Chemistry?
Yeah, it was awesome. So...
Okay. Well, we did chuck a microphone in front of your face right after, and this is what you thought about the date.
I think the best part of the date was when Dylan didn't sing to me and was also not a weirdo, so I was pretty pleased with that. The worst part of the date was when I didn't win the mini golf because I'm quite competitive, so...
Oh, geez, that's not really that bad, is it?
Yeah, that sounds
fantastic.
That's
a good response. And yeah, she's very correct there as well, because you do want to make sure that the people on the radio are not a weirdo. You can't see them. You don't really feel that, you know, immediate connection.
Well, let's check in with Dylan. Morning, Dylan.
Hey, how are you?
Good,
mate. Good. What did you think of the date?
I thought it went better than I expected it to be. I really enjoyed it.
All right, well, this is your thoughts when we chucked a microphone in your face right after your date.
Best part of the date was... probably the easy connection, easy to have a laugh with, easy to talk to, and good banter, very good banter. Exceeded what I expected.
Seems really positive, but guys, let's quickly, before we ask if you want to go on a second date, let's clarify, what happened with these photos that we got sent from our street team who was with you? Dylan, she was taking off your shirt at the date.
Well, I mean, we're both up for a good photo opportunity, but the shirt didn't come all the way off because we had to keep it rather PG. There were kids around, so.
And have you guys seen each other again afterwards? Because sometimes people, you know, spend another night, another day with each other.
Yes, I'm hopeful for a second date.
Okay.
Oh, so you're hopeful for one. You haven't had one yet.
No.
That laugh there,
man. Did you swap numbers?
No, we haven't actually.
Okay. Well, maybe you can do that off the air. Steph, would you like to go on a second date with Dylan, who's obviously keen?
We are going to go on a second date. And it turns out Dylan also knows a lot about soccer, so he's coming to be a linesman for one of my games.
Oh! This is looking very, very good.
Right. You obviously know the offside rule, Dylan?
I played it for 11 years, so I'm pretty well aware of it.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
Guys, that's fantastic
now,
news.
I put him on the spot now, so he's definitely got to come.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you both at the Billboard Singles Party.
We'll see you there, guys, this Thursday.
I've never heard of a linesman getting action, so well done, dude.
Amos, Kat and Angus from 6 weekdays, Hit 107.